Studio Classroom is here for you. It helps you in all you do. It helps you know what to do. So tune in and now enjoy the fun.
Hello everyone, my name is Garrett, and today is a great day to learn something new.
So let's do that together, friends. My name is Anne-Marie.
And you're watching Studio Classroom. Friends, today we are embracing that which is different.
That's right. Our article today is called Embracing Cultural Diversity.
All right. We're going to start ourselves off with a question. It's our Talk About It question. What is one piece of art or music or a food from another culture that you enjoy?
That's easy, Garrett. I love Korean food. Mm. I love kimchi and Korean barbecue. I love all kinds of Korean food.
I agree. I think there are way too many answers to this question to give them all. I enjoy a lot of things outside my culture. I'll share one thing. I really enjoy African art. There are certain bronze statues from parts of West Africa that I think look really interesting.
How would you answer this question, friends? What's something from another culture that you enjoy? It's a good thing to think about as we get into our first reading right now.
Embracing cultural diversity. Learning about other cultures can make your life better. You may never have thought about it, but much of your personality and many of your interests and values come from your culture. Your culture determines the language you speak, your tastes in food and music, your manners, and your priorities. But exposure to different cultures can improve your life, inspire creativity, and even help you understand your own culture better.
Hi everyone, welcome to Language Lab, I'm Jack. 先来看名词 exposure, 意思是暴露或是接触，譬如 Too much exposure to the sun can cause irreparable damage to your skin.过度暴露在阳光下会对皮肤造成无法修复的损伤。动词是 expose, 是指暴露或是揭露。譬如 If paint is exposed to rain, it will start to peel. 如果油漆暴露在雨中就会开始剥落。如果在 expose 的 e 上面加上一撇就是名词 expose, 意思是揭露真相的报道或是文章。譬如Her expose on animal cruelty shocked and enraged her readers. 她揭露虐待动物的报道，令读者既震惊又愤怒。
Learning about other cultures is not only interesting, it can make your life better. Let's talk about that.
I totally agree, Garrett, and we're going to learn why.Here in our article today. You may never have thought about it, but much of your personality and many of your interests and values come from your culture. Let's look at a few of the things in this sentence first. Let's define that word interests. These are things you enjoy doing or learning about.
For example, Tom's main interests are photography and travel. It could kind of be like your hobbies, butEven the things you do for your work might be part of your interests.
Definitely. Interests and values can come from our cultures. Your culture determines the language you speak, your tastes in food and music, your manners, and your priorities. I don't know if it necessarily determines them, but it definitely influences them. We'll talk about that in a minute after we define this word, determines.
Okay. If one thing determines another,It decides or causes something to happen in a certain way.
Okay, for example, the teacher determines who will be the team leader. We see something else here, and that is the word tastes.
Okay, tastes. Here, it's not the flavor of something, like the flavor of a dish being spicy or sweet, but just the kinds of things that a person likes. That could be food, but it could be other things like music as well.
Let's use it in a sentence. Lily and her sister have very different tastes in music.
All right, let's continue on with some other words. Your culture can also determine your manners. That's how you do things, what kinds of behaviors or motions that you have.
Exactly. Manners are polite ways of behaving with others. And good manners are important when eating with other people. But as it says in our article, manners are different between different cultures. What is seen as polite in one culture might be seen as rude in another.
That is true. Well, we have one more word in here. It is your priorities. These are also affected by culture. Your priorities are the things that you think are the most important or that you need to pay attention to first.
Here's an example. Jack's top priorities are school, family, and health. Okay, now that we've defined all of these terms, let's take a look at the sentence again. Your culture determines the language you speak, your tastes in food and music, your manners, and your priorities. I think that this is generally true for most people. Although I will say, when it comes to food, I don't think my culture influenced this very much.
I don't know if I would say your culture, but where you grew up and kind of the environment you were in.
When I was growing up, I didn't have access to food that was different from the food in my culture. So I had never experienced food from other cultures. But when I grew up, I found out that I loved food from other places that I had never tried before. So this could be true or maybe not.
Yeah, and the environment where I grew up, we were exposed to all of these things from a very young age. It's even hard to say what my culture is sometimes.
Yeah, that's a really good point too. Culture is a pretty ambiguous term for a lot of people. But we go on here in our lesson, friends. Exposure to different cultures can improve your life, inspire creativity, and even help you understand your own culture better.
Okay, so getting to experience things that are different from how you grew up or who you are can really make your life more rich and help you learn more about the world around you.
I would agree with that. Well, friends, we have more to learn, so let's get on with our next reading right now.
Embracing cultural diversity. Had it not been for cultural diversity, a number of inventions would never have existed. For example, many believe that in the 1970s, a Japanese immigrant in Canada named Hidekazu Tojo wanted to sell sushi. But many locals were reluctant to try food with raw fish or seaweed. So, to cater to Canadian tastes, he developed a new sushi roll that used cooked crab with seaweed on the inside rather than the outside. His creation, which became known as the California roll, became very popular around the world and even in Japan.
Many immigrants bring valuable skills and cultures to their new countries. 许多移民为新国家带来宝贵的技能与文化。动词是 immigrate, 是指移入到某地。譬如 her parents immigrated to Canada in search of better opportunities. 她的父母为寻求更好的发展机会移民到加拿大。跟 immigrant 容易混淆的一个字是Emigrant 是指移民，但是从本国移至国外定居的人。譬如 ，The emigrants left their homeland with hopes of starting fresh in a new country. 那些移民者怀着在新的国家重新开始的希望离开了故乡。
When different cultures meet, things don't always go quite so smoothly. But there can also be some exciting and surprising results.
Definitely. And Garrett, before we move on, I do just want to mention to our listeners and viewers that this article is written from an American perspective. So some of the opinions in here and the way things are said, you might want to keep that in mind.
Yeah, or you might learn a little bit about how many Americans think.
Yes, exactly. All right, let's get into it. Had it not been for cultural diversity, a number of inventions would never have existed.
Okay, we've used that word diversity a few different times. Let's give a definition. Really, diversity is just having a lot of different kinds of things or different kinds of people together.
For example, your country or town might have a festival to celebrate diversity of different cultures there.
Exactly. So we're embracing diversity in our lesson today. And we see one example of how a new thing was invented. Many believe that in the 1970s, a Japanese immigrant in Canada named Hidekazu Tojo wanted to sell sushi.
But many locals were reluctant to try food with raw fish or seaweed.
Of course, those are a big part of Japanese food, but many people in North America might not have had those things before. Let's talk about locals.
Okay, locals are people who live in a particular area. Oftentimes, when you go on vacation, we might talk about the locals. You're going to a new place, and those are the people who already live in that place.
If you're a visitor, then you're not a local. For example, the locals were friendly and helped us find the best restaurant.
All right, so here we see that the locals here in Canada were reluctant to try food with raw fish. We see that word reluctant, and this is not wanting to do something. Or it could be that you're going to do something, but you do it unwillingly.
Yeah, you don't really want to do it. For example, Sarah was reluctant to speak in front of the whole class, but she did it anyway.
Okay, we see one more thing here, friends, and I think you already know this word. It's the word seaweed. But just to review, this is a plant that grows in the sea, and we do often eat seaweed as food.
For example, many Korean dishes include seaweed. Seaweed is not just one plant. It's a type of plant. There are a few different kinds.
I like a little bit of dried seaweed in my ramen or in my tofu hot pot. It really adds a lot of flavor. Now, we read on here about this story. So to cater to Canadian tastes, he developed a new sushi roll that used cooked crab with seaweed on the inside rather than the outside.
Okay, so there's still seaweed. You just can't really see it. And there's still seafood. It's just cooked now.
Do you think he put the seaweed inside to hide it from the locals?
I do.
Maybe to trick them into eating it, to show them, hey, this is really good. Maybe if you don't see it, you'll not realize.
It's like a parent hiding medicine in a kid's bowl of oatmeal.
Exactly. I like to hide vegetables in my pasta sauce. I'll blend them in, and then my kids don't even know they're there.
That is a good strategy. Okay, so he hid those things in there, and his creation, which became known as the California roll, became very popular around the world and even in Japan.
I have a confession to make. I have never actually had a California roll.
I definitely have. They're delicious. I just don't understand why it's called a California roll if it came from Canada.
It was made by someone from Japan in Canada, and it's called a California roll. That is interesting.
Either way, it does taste pretty good.
It sounds delicious for sure. All right, friends, we have more to learn here in just a moment, but right now it's time for us to go to today's deep dive.
Deep dive.
Hi, friends. Let's take a deep dive into the English language together. What are we looking for today? Catering. Bob once threw a party with 3 kinds of pizza, 5 types of soda, and 1 table just for gluten-free desserts. When asked why, he said, "I like to cater to my guests." Also, Bob really likes gluten-free brownies. Let's talk about the phrase cater to.
To cater to someone means to provide what they want or need, often in a way that's extra careful or specific. This restaurant caters to people with food allergies. The new app caters to busy parents. It can sound positive, like personalized service, but sometimes it's a little negative, like you're trying too hard to please someone. That movie caters to fans of over-the-top action. Explosions every 6 seconds? Check. Not to be confused with the food meaning of catering, though that's connected. They catered the wedding, means they served the food. They catered to every guest's preference, means they made everyone feel special. So whether you're planning a party or designing an app, know who you're catering to, and maybe save Bob a brownie. Thanks for diving deep with me. Stay afloat until next time.
Embracing cultural diversity. Cultural diversity played a similar role in the development of some styles of music. People from Africa and from various European countries made their home in New Orleans, USA. In the 1920s, their various musical traditions blended into a new style of music, jazz.
Blend 这个字，它可以当动词和名词。当动词是指混合或是融合。譬如 ，She blended mango, pineapple, and banana to make a fresh tropical smoothie. 她把芒果、凤梨和香蕉混合搅拌，做出一杯新鲜的热带风味冰沙。Blend 当名词是指混合物或是调配品。譬如 ，This coffee is a special blend of beans from Brazil and Ethiopia. 这款咖啡是由巴西与伊索比亚的咖啡豆精心调配而成。Blend 的过去分词 blended 可以当形容词，意思是混合的。Blended family 是指重组家庭。如果在 blended 和 family 中间加上连字号 ，blended family 意思是重组家庭的。例如。They live in a blended family household with children from both parents' previous marriages. 他们生活在一个重组家庭中，家里有来自双方父母前段婚姻所生的孩子。This wraps up today's Language Lab. 我们下次见。
When different cultures come together, new and great things are created. We talked about the California roll already.But moving away from food, what other things can we discover?
Well, let's learn about that together, friends. Cultural diversity played a similar role in the development of some styles of music. Now, here's a great phrase for you to know, friends, to play a similar role.
Okay, if something plays a similar role, it has the same kind of purpose or function as one other thing.
Let's try to use that in a sentence.The teacher played a similar role to a coach, helping students improve. So in this example, it's saying the teacher was like a coach, or she did the same things that a coach would do, which is to help students improve.
And cultural diversity, played a role in food, but it also played a similar role in music. We see people from Africa and from various European countries.Made their home in New Orleans, USA.
Okay, there's a couple great things we can take a look at in this sentence, friends. The first is that word various. Various means something is of different kinds or there's several of it. Let's use that in a sentence.
All right, here is a sentence. The store sells various types of fruit juice. Various is a lot like the word diverse.Which comes from diversity.
Exactly. So here we see there were various European countries. The idea is that these immigrants were not just from one country in Europe, but from several different countries in Europe. And we also see that they made their home in New Orleans.
Okay, they made their home there. This doesn't mean necessarily that they built a building to live in. It just means they decided to settle there or live there for the future.
Exactly. Many artists made their home in Paris during the 1920s. And specifically here in our article, it sounds like these people immigrated to the United States.
Right, specifically to New Orleans, both Europeans and Africans. In the 1920s, their various musical traditions blended into a new style of music, and that is jazz.
Friends, have you heard jazz music before? This is a style of music with strong rhythms and lots of improvisation.
For example, David enjoys listening to live jazz at the local club. Jazz combines kind of classical music from Europe with a lot more freestyle music from Africa with some fun instruments. I love listening to jazz.
Jazz is difficult for me to listen to because when I listen to music, I like to listen to very ordered music. And a lot of times you don't really know where that jazz music is heading. You have to be a very, very accomplished musician in order to be able to feel what the other musicians are going to do and be able to improvise.
I have heard this criticism before, and I understand it. If you really understand the rules of music, jazz can be hard to follow. I don't really know anything about music, though. I just like listening to it.
It is really fun to listen to, that's for sure. Well, friends, we have more to talk about in just a moment. Right now, it's time for us to go to today's usage tip.
Hi, I'm Rex. 今天的 usage tip 要来看与过去事实相反的假设语气. Had it not been for 加名词主词 would have 加过去分词，意思是要不是点点点某件事情就不会发生。它其实是 if it had not been for 加名词的倒装形式。例如 had it not been for your help, I would have failed. 要不是你的帮忙，我一定会失败。如果是与现在事实相反，可以用 if it were not for 加名词。它的倒装形式是 were it not for 加名词。例如 were it not for the internet, many people would find it hard to stay connected with friends and family. 若没有网际网路，许多人将难以与亲友保持联系。
All right, friends, we've reached the end of the first half of our lesson about cultural diversity, so let's take a moment and look back over some of the things we talked about today.
Okay, we talked about how diversity can really make our lives more full. We get a lot of our ways of living or things that we like from our own culture, but then we can share those things with others.
Definitely. We talked about how our own culture shapes a lot of different parts of our lives, from our preferences, our interests, our personality, and even what kind of food we may or may not like to eat.
And then we spent the rest of our lesson talking about how when different cultures come together, new things are made. From dishes in the kitchen to styles of music.
That's right. And we have more to talk about when it comes to cultural diversity tomorrow, friends. So make sure you come back and join us. That's all the time we have for today. My name is Anne Marie.
And my name is Garrett. We'll see you again next time, right here on
Studio Classroom.
A good friend lasts a lifetime. I am so proud to have you in my life. A good friend lasts a lifetime.